When you first heard that the angel Gabriel was speaking today, I'm going to hazard a guess that this isn't what you thought I was going to look like. Am I right? Most people, when they hear the word angel, they picture flying beings all dressed in white, looking like they've been working out their entire lives and glowing with halos around their heads. Some of you also picture us naked from the waist up, or totally naked for that matter. I got dressed today so that you wouldn't have to worry about angel appearances. I always find it kind of funny how human beings draw us so much from how fiction authors imagine us, and less about what the Bible actually says about us. I see these old artworks of me with Mary, and in almost all of them, I have wings and I'm floating. Yet in the book of Daniel, the Bible says that when I appear to humans, I look like a man. It's okay, though. In so many of those paintings, Mary always looks like a light-skinned European woman. And I get that there are details to be filled in with any good story. People have all kinds of ideas of what angels are and what we look like. And that's understandable. In the Bible, in the visions of Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Revelation, there are some wild images of the seraphim and cherubim, six wings, multiple heads. But you might notice when we appear to humanity, like Hagar, Gideon, Daniel, Zechariah, or Mary, for example, we most often look like humans. You see, what's most important is that we are messengers of God. Literally, that's what we've been called, what the Greek and Hebrew words first used to describe us mean. We come to make known God's will, to make known what God is doing. Sometimes we come to help people know God's call in their lives. I came to help answer the prayer of Daniel, who wanted to understand God's vision and what he was supposed to do with it. I came again to answer the prayer of Zechariah, who prayed for forgiveness, deliverance, and for the Messiah to come. You see, we angels stand in the presence of God as messengers on God's behalf. Please don't worship us. Our whole existence is to point to God. I remember when I first appeared to Daniel, he was so afraid. He wrote that I looked like a man, and I did. But when you're in the presence of an angel, it seems that the sense of God's presence that we bring can be quite overwhelming. Daniel fell to the ground terrified. As I explained the vision to him so he could see what God was doing, I gently lifted him back to his feet. I assured him I was here in answer to his prayer to understand those visions. Zechariah also was gripped with fear when I appeared. I startled him by appearing right by the altar in the temple. "Do not be afraid," I said to him. "Your prayer has been heard." Perhaps Zechariah was afraid of me or my appearance. Or maybe he was afraid of what God had to say. Or maybe he was just overwhelmed that God would choose to send an angel directly to him. Whatever the case, my role was to assure Zechariah, to help him believe, to see that he was going to play a part in God's story of grace and deliverance. By the way, I want it on record. People sometimes say that I took away Zechariah's voice, which wasn't very nice while his wife was pregnant. Please read that account again. As the story records, I didn't take away his voice. I said that because of his doubt, he wouldn't be able to speak until the baby was born. Now, the voice disappeared, and that remains a mystery of God. But notice that the experience led Zechariah to be a powerful witness of God's plans. Anyway, I should tell you about my encounter with Mary as well. That's why you're here. Dear Mary, you know, when I appeared to Daniel, he was a servant in the king's court. When I appeared to Zechariah, he was an elder priest. Mary, though, was just beyond childhood when I visited her. A young woman who was about to play such a role in God's story. When I visited her, I said, "Greetings, highly favored one. The Lord is with you." She wrinkled up in her face, trying to comprehend what was happening, what I was saying. She seemed troubled, maybe afraid. I couldn't tell exactly. I could imagine the questions going through her mind. Why me? I'm not a priest or a prophet. I'm just a peasant girl. What does this mean? What is he going to say to me next? So I told her not to be afraid. Then I shared the message. She would bear the Son of God. And now she was really confused. "But how can this be?" she asked. And I explained that the Holy Spirit would come upon her, that God's power would work this miracle. I told her about her relative Elizabeth, and then she surprised me. You see, after I spoke to Daniel, he had remained fearful, exhausted by the visions and by my appearance. After I spoke to Zechariah, he was still figuring out what it all meant. But Mary, dear Mary, she looked right at me. There was this look of determination in her eyes. Instead of being upset, instead of being afraid, she had this sense of peace surrounding her. And then she spoke these powerful words of faith. "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Mary was at peace as she said yes to God's call in her life. God's call, the visions God gives through the Holy Spirit, they aren't always easy. In fact, sometimes they seem impossible. But when we angels say, "Don't be afraid," we say it with an invitation to find peace that God is active and at work in your life. We invite humans to find peace by accepting God's call without fear, by trusting in God's power. So often, you humans think that you don't have a role to play. You think that your faith isn't strong enough, or you aren't gifted enough, or you haven't heard God's word like your pastor or your faith mentor or someone else. See, the thing is, that's just not true. God has a role for you to play. We angels are tasked with assuring you that you have a role to play in God's story. You see, peace comes from living with the assurance of God's deliverance. Peace comes in answering God's call instead of denying it or running from it. Humans think so often that peace comes from shows of power or domination or knowing everything or everything in life being perfect. We'll find peace by destroying the enemy, you think. We'll find peace if we get rid of all the problems, you say. We'll find peace if we have enough that we don't have to worry, you imagine. And you continue to search for peace in all of these places unsuccessfully. Mary found it. The peace she would need to weather the critique of family and community. The peace she would need to raise the child of God. The peace she would need to watch him die on a cross. She found it in a few simple words in an answer to God's invitation to be a part of the story. I am the Lord's servant. May your words to me be fulfilled. Peace on earth, goodwill to all humanity. After Mary gave birth, I joined in the chorus of the angels to celebrate that what God had promised was coming to be. I helped invite the shepherds, those who felt most of society's loops of influence, to be the first to visit this baby that would change everything. Peace on earth, that's my prayer, our prayer for humanity. May you find peace in answering God's call. Peace in knowing God invites you to be part of a story of love and grace. Peace in the assurance of God's promises made real in Jesus.